from the director of Zombie Puppies.
That was a great concert.
Come on, let's walk down this alley.
I don't know. This alley is very dark.
Come on, everybody. It's only a shortcut.
What is that?
I don't know. Let's keep walking.
I hear it! It sounds like it's behind us!
Yeah, but it's... Check it out.
No! Are you crazy? It could be a crazy person!
Come on, I'm not scared.
Oh no, why are we doing this?
Shh, stop it!
Why were you doing that? Clipping in that thing, you scared us.
What? That wasn't me.
If that wasn't you, then who was it?
It's my new friend.
The Clapper, coming soon this Halloween, PG-13.
And now, Sandicare LLC proudly presents The Breakfast Club of Sandy Care Podcast.
Welcome back to the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care Podcast. My name is Angelica. And let me introduce you to the rest of the Sandy Care Breakfast Club.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, my name's Ashley.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, my name's Seth.
Hello, you do.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, I'm Samantha.
Hello, this is Marion.
What's your name, kid?
Miles Bauer. But my friends call me Tails. This is Sue.
What? Good morning, everybody. This is Heather.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Kellen.
Hi, I'm Molly.
And now, Ramon Spiders, working the Sandicare soundboard.
Oh, my God.
Hello, everybody.
And before you leave the house, don't forget the news we'd like to call. The Morning Dust.
Are you hungry for the headlines? The Breakfast Club of Saint Care Podcast will serve you your morning toast.
Hi. My name is Susanna.
Hi, I'm Molly.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And this is your morning toast.
According from NationalDayCalendar.com, United Nations Day recognizes the founding of the United Nations, or UN, in 1945. The celebration is observed annually on October 24th. UN Day has traditionally been marked throughout the world by meetings, discussions, and exhibits about the achievements and goals of the organization. Today, the United Nations consists of 193 member states and two observer states. That's 195 United Nations altogether. The mission of the United Nations is to maintain international peace and security. Sandy Care Breakfast Club, you can travel to one of the 195 national members of the United Nations. Where would you go?
I would like to visit China, Canada, and the Bahamas.
I would like to visit Germany, Italy, and Paris.
I would like to go to France and Mexico.
The place I want to go to is Argentina, Canada, and Brazil.
I want to go see Israel and Ray-Ban and India.
I would like to visit Belgium because my great-grandma used to live there, and my mom likes Belgium candy, guys.
In America, in America, Spain.
I want to go to Spain.
The Netherlands, China, and that's it.
I want to go to Sephora, Japan, and Ohio.
What?
Well, since I know that Punta Cana is an island in the Bahamas and Riviera Maya is a city in Mexico, I want to go to those two places to discover Nickelodeon hotels and resorts there.
My favorite place is like to go to Paris and France to see the Eiffel Tower. That's how I like to go.
National Food Day focuses on healthy and nutritious food and takes place annually on October 24th. One of these themes of the day aims to help people to eat real. This theme is defined as cutting back on sugary drinks, over-salted factory foods, and fatty factory farm meats in favor of vegetables and fruits with whole grain sustainable raised protein. Sandy Care Breakfast Club, what are some of your healthy and nutritious foods you like in your honor of National Food Day?
I like corn.
I like broccoli.
I love spinach.
I like honeydew, cantaloupe, bananas, and grapes.
Grapes, lettuce, onions.
What?
And, cherries.
Apple. Right. Die. Meatballs.
What?
Meatballs.
What food do you like?
Grapes, beans, maybe good beans, good corn, skitty, yeah, meatballs, ham, sandwich. Meatballs, chili sauce.
Sun, butter, and jelly sandwiches for me, yeah.
No.
Apples and bananas.
Two. Sorry.
I'll pick the baked. Duh.
Peas and carrots. Beets. And red cabbage. And fruits are pineapples, pears, and sugar-free cherry pie.
I like broccoli. strawberry, banana, and spinach, apple, pineapple.
I like broccoli, I like carrot, I like celery, and carrot, and everything good. They're all my three favorites.
Each year on October 24th, people across the nation make a sandwich to participate in National Bologna Day. This would be a good day to have a bologna sandwich for lunch. Makers offer a wide variety of bolognas to choose from, to German bologna, kosher bologna, Lebanon bologna, kakikukuma. Rag bologna, South African bologna, and vegetarian. City Care Breakfast Club, how do you enjoy your bologna?
I like hot pepper jack cheese, ketchup, and Cheetos on the side with it. Guys.
Meat and bologna and cheese. Beef. Potato chip on the side.
Nice
cheese.
And a
pepperoni. Oh, and a fun question that was too. You see here, back in the day, when I started school, I loved eating bologna. But nowadays, I can normally eat ham and cheese sandwiches since I never really tasted bologna in a long time, ever since I started up school. Imagine!
I like cheese, bread, and meat, and that's it.
I put bread, I put my meat, and I put pickles, and I like ketchup. I put it on my sandwich.
Diamond!
What?
How do you like your bologna?
Pizza. Cheese. Pizza.
I like mine with lettuce, tomato, cheese, and mayonnaise. That's how I like my bologna sandwich. And some veggies on the side.
I like mine with cheese, mayo, lettuce. I like chips on the side too. With white bread.
I like white bread with bologna and cheese with mustard.
Sandwich. Mustard. Chips. Cheetos.
I like mine with pepper jack cheese, spicy ranch dressing and
what?
And and white bread.
This is the Sunny Care question of the day. Halloween will soon be approaching. Who are you going to be for Halloween? And what Halloween movies are you going to watch?
I'll be a softball player and I'm watching The Invisible Man for Halloween.
I'm gonna be Peanut Butter and Jelly. And I'm gonna watch Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Maybe we have a party. The light. Birdsters.
What I want to be for Halloween, maybe a police officer. And the scary horror movie that I want to watch so badly is called Smile.
I want to be a waitress for Halloween. I think I'm going to watch Charlie Brown for Halloween.
I'm thinking of being like a Bladeblader or a Witch Amy Rose. And I'll watch Scary Godmother
and goosebumps.
Well, what I want to be for Halloween is a taco. My favorite Halloween movies to watch are The Addams Family, Hocus Pocus, Hotel Transylvania, and The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I want to be Spider-Man. I want to watch, I don't know.
What?
My favorite Halloween.
Baby!
Oh, stab!
I like to be, a princess, and I'll watch some spooky movie. It's called Dark of Dark Shadows.
What I'm gonna be for Halloween is a pumpkin, guys, and watch Christmas movie, guys.
Costume. I want happy home. A happy come. I want happy come Halloween.
I'm going to watch Grease, maybe Grease 2, and I'm going to be like from the Grease, the people wear a jacket from Grease, not like
Pink Lady,
yeah, with black pants and white turtleneck with black scarf around my neck. And I got glasses, so I'm gonna be Pink Lady with fake cigarette here at Santa Care. So I'm gonna be Pink Lady. I already got the jacket and the scarf already. So I'm gonna be Pink Lady for Halloween.
So you
gonna
watch Grease for Halloween?
Yes. I don't like scary movie.
Oh, okay.
And that's your morning toast. Next up, Sandy Care Halloween Family Feud. But first, a brief coffee break. Everybody, thanks for coming out. Everybody, clap your hands.
Right off the platinum-selling album, Seth's Christmas Hits, Sandy Care Records has returned for the Halloween season with its new live album, Molly's Spooky Halloween Hits. She performed hits like Ghostbusters.
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Thriller.
Thriller of the night. Thriller of the night.
And Werewolves of London.
Werewolves of London.
Get your album exclusively at www.mollyspookyhalloweenhits.com. Order now.
Buy my live album now. Happy Halloween, everybody.
You cannot get this album online, www.mollyspookyhalloweenhits.com. It's not real. However, you can still always hear Molly's sultry, melodious voice on the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast. Happy Halloween.
Hi, my name's Ashley, and this is the Sandy Care Spotlight 2.0. My favorite things to do is paint. My favorite things to do is do crafts. And my favorite things to do is color and cupcakes too. And I like soccer. I like to listen to music. And my favorite singer is Toby Keith. Once again, this is Ashley. This is the Sandy Care Spotlight 2.0.
Hi, my name is Ashley, and this is the Halloween joke of the day. What kind of monster does disco? the boogeyman.
Hi, this is Angelica, and this is what's trending for Halloween. Running up the hill of most popular Halloween costumes were Stranger Things-inspired outfits after dramatic and heart-stopping fourth season dropped on Netflix in the summer. Here is the rest of the top 10 Halloween costumes. Witch, Spider-Man, Dinosaur, Stranger Things, Fairy, Pirate, Rabbit, Cheerleader, Cowboy, Harley Quinn. And that's what's trending for Halloween.
Hi, this is Jennifer. Like us on Facebook at Sanicare LLC.
Hi, this is Josh. Did you know that you can stream the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast episodes on YouTube? Well, now's your chance. Subscribe today to keep up with us, the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast. Don't forget to hit the bell for notifications on new Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast episodes. Thanks for listening and watching, too.
Hi, this is Angelica. Tweet us at SandyCare LLC and we will read your tweets on the Breakfast Club of SandyCare podcast.
Live from the SandyCare studios, it's the SandyCare Family Feud! Let's meet the two teams. First, we have Team Toast. On Team Toast, we have Jennifer, Marion, Andrew, Molly, Ashley, Karen, and me, Josh. Now, for the opposing team, give it up for Team Copy. On Team Copy, we have Susanna, Seth, Samantha, Angelica, Ashley, Diamond, Heather, and Lauren! And now, your host for the SandyCare Family Feud! Ramon barking the city girl summer!
Thank you very much. Let's not waste no time. Let's get right into it. Team Toast, are you ready?
Yeah!
Team Coffee, are you ready?
Yeah!
All right, y'all. Let's play Sandy Care Family Feud. First up, I need Ashley. And I need Heather up to the board. Let's go. Here we go. Round one. Put your hands on your buzzers. Name a popular Halloween party decoration.
Pumpkin.
Is pumpkins on the board? Pumpkin is the number one answer. Heather, do you want to keep it for your team? Or do you want to pass it? Or do you want to keep it for your team?
Keep it.
Okay. So we're going over to Samantha. Samantha.
Yes.
Name a popular Halloween party decoration.
A skeleton.
Is skeleton on the board? Skeleton is the number three answer.
Oh, good.
I thought I was going to get that one.
So we're going to go over to Susanna. Susanna, give me an answer.
Witches.
Is witches on the board? Sorry, witches is not on the board. So we're going over to Seth. Okay, Seth, give me a popular Halloween party decoration.
Ghost.
Is ghost on the board? Yes, ghost is the number four answer. All right, we're going to go over to Angelica. Angelica, give me a popular Halloween party decoration.
Spiders.
Is spiders on the board? Spiders is on the board. That's the number two answer. Next is Ashley. Ashley, if you answer this question, you will win this round for your team. Ashley, name a popular Halloween party decoration.
Spider webs.
Is spider webs on the board?
Oh my God.
Sorry, Ashley, that was strike number two. All right, we're going over to Lauren. Lauren, you have two strikes. If you get this wrong, it's going to go over to Team Toast, and they can win.
Yeah.
They can win round number one. So, Lauren, name a popular Halloween party decoration. Is ghost on the board? Yes, it is, but you made a double answer, that so that makes it strike number three. So we are going over to Team Toast. And it goes over to Marion.
Okay.
Marion, you can win this round for your team if you can answer the question and get the last answer on the board.
Okay.
Name a popular Halloween party decoration.
What about black cats?
Is black cats on the board? No! So the first round goes over to Team Coffee. All right, can I get answer for number five? Tombstone.
Tombstone, I was thinking Tombstone, you guys. Yeah.
Okay, can I get Josh and Samantha up to the board for round two? All right, Josh and Samantha, hand on your buzzers.
Oh.
The question is, if you were running from a vampire, name something you wish you had. All right, Samantha.
Using garlic.
Is garlic on the board? Garlic is the number three answer.
Oh my God.
Josh, you have a chance to take this round for your team. If you can answer this question better than the number three question, give me an answer.
A frying pan?
No.
What?
No.
It's frying pan on the board. Samantha, are you going to play this round for your team?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Diamond. If you were running from a vampire, name something you wish you had.
Steak.
All right. Is it a wooden steak? It is on the board. It is number two. Okay.
I really like this game.
So we're going back to Heather. Heather, give me an answer.
About a baton.
Is baton on the board? Strike number one. Let's go over to Susanna. Susanna, give me an answer.
The sun.
Oh.
Is that something you wish you had? Is sun on the board? That is strike number two. So, we're going over to Seth.
Okay, Seth, you have to keep your team alive. If you have to answer this question. If you were running from a vampire, name something you wish you had.
Money.
That was funny.
What kind of money is it?
Yeah. I mean, a vampire.
That's a good one, Seth.
I guess if he had millions and millions of dollars, he could probably get rid of a vampire.
Is money on the board?
Make that $1 billion, Seth.
So we're going to the other team, and it's going to Molly.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. Molly, you have a chance to win this round for your team. If you can answer this question. If you were running from a vampire, name something you wish you had.
Onions.
Is onions on the board? Coffee. Kind of.
Yeah, but I'm like.
All right. You guys are gonna be mad when y'all see these when you see these answers.
Aww.
All right. Can I get answer number 5?
Holy water.
Answer number 4.
A
gun.
Yeah, right.
A gun.
A gun. He's a visible man. You'd be this pushing through the wall.
Right? All right. And the number one answer. A cross.
A cross.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
What
the?
I was
worried
about
the
cross.
Oh, yeah.
I told you how
mad
I can get
about
this. All right.
Now, before we get into the final round here, I want to talk to Team Toast over here. We have Molly over here. Everybody give a round of applause for Molly. Now, Molly, I heard you just released a new album. It's called Molly's Halloween Spooky Hits. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, last time somebody released the album on Sandy Care Records, it was Seth, and we asked him the same thing. Could you sing something? And he said he didn't know any songs from his album. Can you sing a song? Matter of fact, can you sing a little bit of Ghostbusters for us?
Ooh. Something strange in the neighborhood. Who gonna call? Ghostbusters!
Yeah.
All right.
That's
yeah. Take that, Seth.
Now,
all right. So, before we start the round, we'll be right back after this brief message.
From the producers of The Clapper. In a world, in a house with roommates.
Hey, check it out. We got a new microwave.
What are we gonna do with the old microwave?
Toss it in the garbage.
What if I told you that in this world, that old microwave have feelings?
Hey, that was fun. We gotta go back there.
What the heck?
Why is the old microwave sitting on the couch?
That's strange. I threw it in the garbage.
Look, it's working, but it's not plugged in.
Hurry and take it away from here and throw it in the dumpster.
This is scaring me.
This microwave won't accept the dumpster as its new home.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no thing is Santa for us. Me and Grandpa, we believe. What is that?
Microwave.
Ah, that was a good sleep. Wait, what's this in my bed?
Ah! Microwave, coming to theaters this Halloween, PG-13.
Hi, my name is Angelica, and this is another Halloween joke. Why did the headless horseman get a job?
Why?
He was trying to get ahead in life.
This is the City Care Tales of Terror. My name is Susanna, and this is the tale of Vampire Kittens. Slick and Freezy got home from the pet shop, and then a red mist filled the sky, turning every cat into vampires. Everyone ran away from their homes to get away from the kittens, and when the cats turned back to normal, it was only in the morning. So you better watch out when it is nighttime. So watch out for the vampire kitties. The end.
Hi, this is Molly. The Breakfast Club of Sanity Care podcast is available free on iTunes on the Apple Podcast app.
Hi, my name is Ashley. The Breakfast Club of Sanity Care podcast is available on TuneIn Alexa. All you have to say is, "Hey, Alexa, I want to listen to the Breakfast Club of Santa Care podcast."
Playing the Breakfast Club of Santa Care podcast.
Howdy, this is Marion.
Like, subscribe, leave a comment on the Breakfast Club of Santa Care podcast at podbean.com.
Sandy Gator Halloween Family Feud.
All right, everybody, it is time for the final round. Up to the stage, I need Sue and Andrew. Hand on your buzzers. Name the most popular chocolate candies in America. Sue.
Reese's Cups.
Is Reese's on the board? Reese's Cups is the number two answer. Now, Andrew, you still have a chance to take it for your team. Give me an answer.
Reese's
Pieces.
Is Reese's Pieces on the board? So we're going over to Team Coffee. Sip. Give me an answer.
Tootsie Roll.
Is Tootsie Rolls on the board?
I got it wrong.
Yeah.
No, because it goes to Angelica. Angelica, give me an answer.
Mr. Whatchamacallit.
Is
that a candy?
It's a classic candy. They still sell it. It was still
back in the 90s or 80s.
I never heard of that.
They still sell them. There was that sheet. I get a Whatchamacallit every now and then. It's classic. Is Whatchamacallit on the board? Oh boy. That is strike number two. So next we're going to Samantha.
I actually know this one.
Samantha, your team has two strikes to keep them alive. In this round, you need to answer this. Name the most popular chocolate candies in America.
M&M's.
Is M&M's on the board? It is the number three answer. We are going to go to Heather. Heather, give me an answer.
Three Musketeers.
Is Three Musketeers on the board? Oh, that is three strikes. So it goes over. It goes over to Team Toast. We're going to give it to Josh. All right, Josh, it's your chance to win this round for your team. If you can answer this question. Name the most popular chocolate candies in America.
Kit Kat.
Is Kit Kat on the board? Yeah. Y'all win this round. So what is answer number four? Butterfingers.
Ow!
Butterfingers. And the number one answer. Snickers. How could any one of y'all forget Snickers?
I don't know. Feel the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
So.
Oh, I guess.
With the final score. Team Toast with 530 points and Team Coffee, the winners with 570 points. Congratulations, Team Coffee. Congratulations to both teams. Happy Halloween, everybody. And we'll be back after this coffee break.
Yeah! Good job, everybody!
From the director of the microwave. In a world where ear piercing is known as the symbol of excellence, one lady decided, instead of getting her ear pierced by a professional, she did her own symbol of excellence piercing by herself.
Oh yeah, my ear piercing will look better than everybody else's. Okay, here we go. Ouch, that really hurts. Let's clean it and get some sleep for work tomorrow.
While away from the television, an alert comes on.
This is a Sandy Care News Alert. Bartholomew Aloysius Butts reporting. Anybody who has the recently released ear piercing kit, please return it. The company that made those kits are the same company responsible for the zombie puppies virus outbreak. The kits may be infected with the virus as well. Their CEO is currently missing, and the public don't know the effects of the affected piercings kits, so please return it for a refund. I am Bartholomew Aloysius Butts, the Sandy Care News Alert.
Not aware of the alert, she used the kit anyway. Unfortunately, it was infected.
Man, I feel strange. I'm really itchy. Where all this hair come from? It's dog fur. Why do I keep barking in between words? My ears are very long. Gotta find a mirror. Oh my God, I'm a dog? I gotta find some help.
Big giant dog, get away!
No! It's me! Angelica! Bear Sue! Hey! Ah! Giant dummy puppy! Taste my karate! No! It's me, Angelica!
Angelica? What happened to you? Did you get bit by the zombie virus?
No! I pierced my ear last night! It was the last thing I did before I went to bed.
Oh no, those kids are offended. It was on the news, you know? Barbara wishes butts.
What a funny name.
Oh my God, what am I to do?
Let me assemble my team of super martial artists. We'll go to that company and find a cure. Let's go!
Zombie Puppies 2, The Ear. Coming soon, PG-13.
Welcome back. This is Cinecure Tales of Terror. My name is Heather. This is the tale of the Scary Pumpkin. There once lived awful pumpkin that got bigger and turned into a scary skeleton with a evil pinned by a ghost with a talking phone that said, there's going to be a very cool gang that sings Halloween songs though. They were very cool and nice. The pricing TV of a pumpkin that lived in it. And that was the tale of the Scary Pumpkin. And happy Halloween, everybody.
My name is Ashley. Follow us on Twitter at SandyCareLLC.
Hi, I'm Samantha and this is Sandy Care Radio.
Want to ask us a question? Do you have a comment? We will read and respond to your questions and comments on the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast. Email us at sandycarebreakfastclub@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Darren. One, two, ta-ta, ta-ta.
Perfect.
Hi, Angelica here. Would you like to become a member of the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care Podcast? Do you have a waiver that supports people with developmental disabilities? Then contact us at sandycare12@gmail.com. You can be with us in our studio or through remote services.
Thank you. episode of the Breakfast Club of Syndicate Broadcast. We will now leave you with an inspirational quote.
For some of us, Halloween is every day. Tim Burton.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good night. Goodbye.
I hope you guys be safe on Halloween.
Bye-bye and happy Halloween.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
They're like Popeye. Beat a man.
Choo-choo.
Bye, everyone. Happy Halloween.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. So long.
Happy Halloween and bye-bye.
Happy Halloween. Bye.
Button Miller.
With that being said, this concludes our Syndicare Halloween podcast special. And coming soon, we dare you to experience the next episode of the Breakfast Club of Syndicare Podcast. But only if you dare.